True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Wiggins America.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Wiggins America.
The only thing I'm going to need from you guys right now is a cup of coffee.
Wiggins.
Today's global economy waits for no man.
America.
Today's global business climate is like, whatever, dude.
Hey! Politics is a dirty game. I'm not sure we want to play.
There are forces here at work that you couldn't possibly understand.
You have no idea how high up this goes.
Welcome to Wiggins America.
You see, at first, when someone says, let's impose tariffs on foreign imports, it looks like they're doing the patriotic thing by protecting American products and jobs. And sometimes for a short while it works, but only for a short time. What eventually occurs is, first, homegrown industries start relying on government protection in the form of high tariffs. They stop competing and stop making the innovative management and technological changes they need to succeed in world markets. And then, while all this is going on, something even worse occurs. High tariffs inevitably lead to retaliation by foreign countries and the triggering of fierce trade wars. The result is more and more tariffs, higher and higher trade barriers, and less competition. So soon, because of the prices made artificially high by tariffs that subsidize inefficiency and poor management, people stop buying. Then the worst happens. Markets shrink and collapse, businesses and industries shut down, and millions of people lose their jobs. The memory of all this occurring back in the 30s made me determined when I came to Washington to spare the American people the protectionist legislation that destroys prosperity.
You got to love a clip from Ronald Reagan going all the way back to the Reagan presidency for real debate to happen in this country regarding big national and international issues. This is Ryan Wiggins. This is Wiggins America. Thank you for being here this week, as usual. You know what stinks, though, is that I think there's a real debate to be had on tariffs. And Trump obviously represents the extreme, I don't want to say right-wing faction, just a faction that would be a very, very extreme beliefs on what tariffs do or what they could do for a country. Then you have the much more free market-minded people. And that's why I say they're not really right-wing, left-wing here. This is more of a debate of ideology. And that's why it's interesting. And unfortunately, we just have yelling about this topic. We have Trump making arguments, and I would say I would hear more arguments in favor of Trump because I'm in the conservative world, and I read about why people are sort of defending Trump. Then you have some economists who are right-leaning, but they're not big tariff fans, that I'll read some of them. But this should not be a debate between just Republicans. You know, Democrats should have a place in this debate about this big issue of tariffs. But it's like they're not there. Like, somebody in Congress on the Democrat side should be standing up and saying, look, economically, this is what I believe, this is what we believe, and this is why we think Donald Trump's tariffs are a bad idea. But there just isn't anybody doing that. The debate is taking place entirely within the right. And I don't know if that's because the left just doesn't really get economics. I'm not saying they don't get any economics. There are some people who have arguments. They're just not very deep. There needs to be somebody who can champion the cause of anti-tariff on the left. And I think that would go very far. People like me, at least, I would listen. I might not agree, but I would listen. But we just go to our camps, and it's just weird to be there now. So I had to pull that clip from Ronald Reagan to really hear a good anti-Trump or anti-tariff rebuttal there to Trump. And he makes a lot of really good points. The reason, though, that his points and the sort of the counter-argument to him, unfortunately, he can't defend himself at this point. But the counter argument to him would be that we just live in a different world right now. That's real easy to say. You can always say, well, technology has changed, therefore things have changed. Well, okay. That is true. You know, clearly we speak, we communicate, things move faster than they did in the 1980s. But I think the real argument against Reagan there, at least from my perspective, would be that he's speaking as if the minute you stop competition from outside the United States, that we become complacent, we sit on our hands, and then we can charge whatever we want. Like, we are a monopoly. But that's not true. Within industries in the United States, take cars, for instance. Everybody's talking about the car and how, you know, that's going to affect cars and the prices. There are dozens and dozens of car companies. So if one of them decided, well, we're just going to start raising our prices because we think we have a monopoly, the rest of them would laugh at them and undercut them. And that's the way with most industries are. I'm sure you can find industries that are monopolized within the United States versus overseas, but it's not as if the overseas companies couldn't do business here now. It's just that it would be more expensive for them to do business here now, which is why companies are now announcing that they're moving their businesses inside the borders of the United States.
And Caroline Leavitt, I heard through the grapevine that you made $100 million from Taiwan Semiconductor. Tremendous investment. I know the company well, and I remember we had them relocate into the United States in the first term. $100 million isn't bad, Caroline Leavitt.
$100 billion, Larry. Don't underestimate the numbers.
Did I say million? $100 billion. I'm sorry.
$100 billion with a B, and it's going to create 20,000 to 25,000 good-paying jobs at least. They are going to create a new manufacturing facility in the great state of Arizona. They are going to produce chips right here in the United States of America, which is not going to just create more jobs. It's also going to protect America's national security. As we know, chips are so important to our manufacturing industry. So it's a great day for the American public. And this racks up the total of foreign investments brought back home to $1.7 trillion in 1 month since President Trump took office. It took Joe Biden 4 years to get $1 trillion in private investments secured. So President Trump has already surpassed what Joe Biden did in 4 years in 1 month. And that's why he's the greatest president we've ever had. And America is open for business in the world. Knows it.
Yeah, that announcement this week, along with $500 billion from Apple last week. And Trump said that he said this a couple weeks ago, so I don't think it's just like PR moves. He said there are enough companies contacting him right now and attempting to do press conferences with him because they'll say, oh, I want to invest $10 billion in the United States. I'll come to the White House, we'll do a press conference. Oh, I want to invest $50 billion in the United States and move things there. I'll come to the White House, we'll do a press conference. He said he's getting enough of those calls that he said he actually has to put $100 billion as the limit. He said, if you do $100 billion, you can come to the White House, we'll do a press conference. And that's why that company just did that, probably, is he's sort of up in the ante, and he's also saying, look, I love that you're investing, but if you want to come do this, here's the benchmark you need to hit. So a lot of companies right now moving their operations inside the United States. I'm not sure that this has ever really been tried enough in the modern era. for us to know whether it works, which is why I think an interesting, healthy debate about this would be good for us to have. Because if it doesn't work, like, we're all going to pay the price. But if it does, man, it would really change the way economics works at all. And you, if you listen to Wiggins America at all for the last few weeks, I have been saying that's Trump's goal. There is a short-term goal, though. There is a short-term goal to what Trump is doing. And I discussed this on the Annie Fry Show on Friday because I hosted the show. And this is kind of a brief overview that what Trump is doing is not just short-term. He keeps talking about, well, we're trying to stop the flow of fentanyl. We're trying to get this and that out of Mexico and Canada. I don't even know if there's really a whole lot of truth left in that. But he's, you know, he's pulling the string as much as he can. What he's trying to do long-term, I believe, is really remake the fabric of the way the United States economy works to where it's self-sufficient. We're completely dependent only on ourselves so that nobody can pull the strings on us. And that's why he's creating things like the External Revenue Service, and he wants to get rid of income tax. I mean, these are big, big, big things. But in between that...
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Between like the little, okay, we're going to deal with fentanyl here on the border, and the big, we're going to remake the way America's economy works, is this little thing, excuse me, I'm getting kind of hoarse this morning, this one little thing that I noticed, and I mentioned this on Friday again, that I thought, man, I don't know if that's the reason for it, but he's got to be aware of it. And that is that roughly 7 trillion of our national debt has to be refinanced this year. I think it's this summer. So if we have to refinance $7 trillion at what is right now very high interest rates, that is going to cost America a lot of money. You like the Doge cuts? I love the Doge cuts. All of that gets wiped out with just a bad refinance. I mean, that's how big and important the interest rate is going to be to $7 trillion. So the other theory is that right now he's using these tariffs to rattle the markets a little bit, and maybe he won't stick with the tariffs being as high. He's coming out big, right? This is what the art of the deal is. You come out big, you say, we're just going to control Gaza. And then the Arab countries say, oh, no, we'll do like $50 billion worth of investment there. And then he backs off. That seems like that's what's happening right now. So he's going to come out big, tariff everybody, tariff 25%, north, south, east, west. Everybody's getting big tariffs. So he comes out, he rattles the market. Well, what happens when he does that? Well, then the bond market starts to react, because right now everybody's been running to stocks. And I'm getting into the weeds here, but this is the way it works. Everybody's been running to stocks because they've actually been pretty stable. They've been less stable this week. And the more he rattles that saber, the less safe the stock market's going to be. So what will happen? Investors will take that money out of the stock market and they'll run to bonds. And if the bond market starts to move in that direction, then you'll finally see interest rates start to come down. If you've been trying to buy a house for a while and you're like, well, the Fed keeps lowering the rate, but the interest rates aren't coming down to borrow. Well, it's because the bond market hasn't followed the Fed's interest rates. So if the bond market starts to come down, you will see interest rates come down on mortgages, interest rates come down in general, and then we will be able to refinance our $7 trillion of debt at a much lower rate, and that will save us billions and billions and billions of dollars. We're talking about Doge cuts actually mattering then, because if you have to refinance them at double the rate that you had them, that's just going to wipe out any savings you had. So these are big, big games that Trump is playing. I don't know if they are his sole focus, but I do know for sure that he knows that that's happening. And so he's aware of it. Is it the goal? I don't know, but he's got to be aware of it. A lot more to come about this stuff. You know, I hope you find this stuff interesting. I find it fascinating to really dig in and find the reasons behind why he's doing things. I will say this, though, and I've said it before. I don't think the tariffs are going away. This is a true remaking of the American and really world economic system. And we're going to find out whether it works. Will they always be this high? I don't know. But I don't think they're going away for this 4 years. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Your cool friend listens to it. Wiggins America.
My local Costco was out of eggs this weekend. We ended up paying $14 for 18 eggs.
This weekend, I went to the grocery store with my wife, and there were no eggs on the shelves.
The problem's reaching crisis levels. In November, a dozen eggs cost approximately $4 at a grocery store in New York, already too high. It used to be $2 a year earlier. Now, that same dozen eggs cost $6.
People are talking about egg prices a lot. I don't buy eggs enough to really watch that. Now, if you're talking about bananas or Rolos, I'd be like, oh, yeah, I know exactly what the market is like
the Rolos.
On these random things. But I don't buy eggs enough. I do understand that they're up. Let's talk to economist Jonathan Honig. He is from CapitalistPig.com. Jonathan, thanks for being here.
Hey, great to be with you this afternoon. And, yeah, the egg situation is kind of different. It's not so much because of which we've all been dealing out with for many, many years now. And egg prices are up really because of the situation with the eggs. It's bird flu, whereas they've got to kill, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of egg-laying hens. So demand goes up, supply goes down, costs a lot of regulation in the way, and you've got a spike in oil prices. So I don't think this is going to last, but for those of us who like a three-egg omelet, times are tight.
Oh, man. Yeah, times are getting real tight, especially if those kind of prices are true. I guess it depends on what part of the country you live in, too. I'm sure it's a little bit more where Chuck Schumer is versus where we are here in the farm heartland.
Well, you know, even a lot of the egg-centric restaurants have started to add a 50-cent per egg surcharge nationally. So this is something that, you know, we're for everyday Americans are feeling. And it's at a time, you know, administration new and old has taken kind of some victory laps about inflation coming down. But, you know, most Americans are still finding that $1,000 ain't what it used to be. It doesn't go as far as it used to be. And we're seeing that, you know, eggs, milk, groceries and all the like.
Well, Jonathan, when I hear that it's mostly, you know, in that clip we played anyway, it's mostly Democrats talking about egg prices. I'm assuming that means, well, we're just trying to score political points. And it actually makes me kind of encouraged that if that's the only thing that they're talking about, you said, like you said, it's kind of an isolated issue. What does that mean for the broader economy? I honestly don't know whether we're in a good economy or a bad economy. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to have you on.
Well, honestly, the thing that so many business leaders, Americans, world leaders are waiting on is one word, and that is tariffs. President Trump has made tariffs really the central part of not just his economic agenda, but his political agenda as well. And he's got a lot of really ambitious goals, talked about stopping the flow of drugs, stopping undocumented migrants. And what's a little less clear is whether or not tariffs are going to accomplish those goals. We've seen some pretty startling predictions coming out and analysts coming out in the last couple of days. For example, that the new tariffs, if enacted, would add about $3,000 to the price of a new car, the order of $1,000 to the price of a new home. So that's the kind of the real world on the ground numbers that economists, businesses big and small, are starting to have to deal with if these policies get pushed through.
Are the markets shaky because they're unsure about Trump, or are they unsure about tariffs? Like, is it specific to tariffs and Trump, or is it just that, man, we really don't know what, in general, that guy's going to do?
Well, I mean, think about it. It's like two-thirds of all the vegetables, half the fruit and nuts, come from Mexico. So when you start saying, well, we're going to make a big change or a financial change for that, you're talking about billions and billions of dollars. 99% of shoes are imported into this country. So, you know, it's just the fact is, you know, you can kind of sign a law and pass an edict, but you've got these supply chains which have been in place for many, many years. And what happened last time President Trump was in office, many people changed those supply chains from China. They moved them to Vietnam. So even at that point, some of that manufacturing didn't come home. So just lots of confusion. And, you know, you guys, I'm sure, have heard that old market adage that the market hates uncertainty. So, yeah, the Dow's been up the last couple of days. It's down today. But analysts, big and small, are certainly concerned about that uncertainty. And one thing that's growing is the lobbying effort. You know, with every tariff, you got to get a lobbyist to try to get your company to get an exemption from the tariff. So we could see a little bit of the kind of who you know largesse that comes along with these types of government programs that could weigh on the productivity of us all.
Jonathan, aside from tariffs being something that obviously the president has used now in his second term, because he did it in his first two, as leverage against nations to get them to do what he wants them to do, what is the benefit financially to a nation that levies heavy tariffs, or is there one?
I have to say, and it's not such a popular opinion now, but there isn't a benefit to the nation. When we levy tariffs, let's say, on China, it is American importers who pay those taxes. Tariffs are just taxes, but they're not paid by the country. They're paid by those of us who import it. And keep in mind, there's...
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right. On audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Businesses whose whole market revolves around importing goods. So It's a bit disingenuous to say that when we impose tariffs on China or Mexico, those countries pay. It's Americans who import those goods. They're the ones who pay. And, you know, it's very easy to say, just buy American. If you don't want to pay tariffs, just buy Americans. Well, in many cases, American goods simply aren't as good, or they're more expensive. And I have to say, I also think just being a free person, it means that if you make money, I think you should be allowed to spend it however you want. So there's a political issue here. There's an economic issue here. And I think there's kind of a fairness one as well. It's all coming down to this idea of your money. Do you get to spend it? Or is government basically nudging you into do what they think is right?
Economist Jonathan Honig joining us right now from CapitalistPig.com. During Trump's first term, we're too short into the second one to really know, but did we see the onshoring of a lot of companies that maybe either they have roots here in America and they were bringing things back home, or they just in general were based somewhere else and they moved to America? Do we see a lot of that in Trump's first term? And how, if so, was it beneficial?
Well, the manufacturing employment, you know, that was so key, I think, to wanting to bring manufacturing. The amount of manufacturing jobs, interestingly, didn't increase. And the other indicator that I remember watching pretty closely that President Trump had mentioned was the so-called trade deficit. And, you know, this is another one that I think is worth keeping an eye on. The trade deficit is something that President Trump seems to worry about quite a bit. You know, we buy a lot of things from Mexico, for example, but they don't buy a lot of things from us. But I mean, think about it. We get the best of all worlds in that. They send us goods. We send them pieces of paper with a number printed on it. And, of course, when they get those dollars, they then reinvest them into American banks and American products and services. So, you know, to have a trade deficit is a mark of a successful, prosperous country. And so not necessarily, I think, is something a president should be too worried about. You know, as long as we're free, as long as we're productive, and we certainly are, I would never bet against this country. And I think that as long as the president keeps that in mind, the second term should do just fine.
Yeah, you know, Jonathan, you kind of walked me right into the next question I was going to ask, and that's that, you know, during the first 4 years of Trump's term, we saw a really great economy up until the middle of 2020 when COVID hit, of course. But what was it specific? You know, he's so heavy on tariffs, so if you're saying, well, tariffs aren't really the determining factor, that's not really going to change the economy. What is it that he did, big picture, that the market likes so much, and why do we have such a good economy?
Well, to me, it's the difference of between, you know, Cuba and Miami, Florida. Right, they're 90 miles away. But why is Cuba this backward, you know, hellhole living in the 50s and 40s with, you know, terrible services? And Miami is booming with, you know, millionaires and incredible technology and food. You know, it's because of the government. It's because of the way of life. And as long as you have capitalism, as long as you have innovation, as long as you have risk takers willing to put people to work, open companies, try things, you know, the whole AI innovation, which under President Trump, continued under President Biden, but spearheaded by these great American technology companies, it is changing the world and it's making people millionaires. Same thing with the Bitcoin revolution. So, you know, you only see that kind of tremendous development and productivity in America. So never bet against this great country. And as I said, the freest countries have always been the most prosperous. As long as President Trump keeps us free, I think Americans of every social strata will continue to be the most prosperous on earth.
Yeah, and that's a good outlook. I mean, it's the big picture stuff that really matters. And I guess when people come to you as an economist who's well known, they're probably asking you for specific advice, but isn't it kind of those big picture things that if you're advising somebody based on today's stock market, if you're a day trader, you're trying to make some money, that's a different thing than should I generally invest in the United States or not?
The one piece of advice, I have a book called Price is Primary. That's for day traders, for investors. It's at Amazon. And I'll tell you, the one bit of advice I always give is don't double down. You know, every big loss started as a small loss. and an arrogant trader who had to be right. So I've learned that lesson many, many times. Don't double down in the markets unless you really want to lose money fast. That's from Price's Primary, the best bit of advice I could probably give to listeners this afternoon.
And I'll give them a little bit of advice, too, because I read a book of yours called Could You Really Love a Dog? And I really enjoyed that. So thank you for writing that book as well, which is not necessarily as economic. Like, it's not really about day trading as much. I didn't get unless there's a lot of more hidden meaning there. I'm not sure. But
No. It's just about our favorite things in our world. You know, the best thing about dogs, when all the economics and family tumult is gone, you've got that wonderful four-legged creature to just hold in your arms.
So yeah.
Thank you for spreading the word.
Sure. You are one of the best. Thank you for being on the show today. Jonathan Honig, CapitalistPig.com. Appreciate your time, and always glad to look up on the TV and see you on Fox News once in a while, too.
Best to be with you guys. Thank you again. Yeah.
Wiggins America. And if you walk, you're gonna get there. The Lord takes a little longer. I'm gonna see
them. And now, an excerpt from The Grocery List, a book by Ryan Wiggins.
I would like to see a superhero movie about an unassuming man who is immune to almost everything, except, as we would find out, bullets. Yep, just regular old bullets. And swords. And when you get right down to it, a good hard punch. Also, he would be slow. Not super slow, just slow.
The Grocery List, Food for Thought, by Ryan Wiggins. You're listening to 97.1 FM Talk.
Donald Trump and the Republican Party has changed the electorate. What do I mean by that? Well, let's take a look at party identification, Democrats versus Republicans. You go back to 2017, 5 points more of the electorate was Democrats than Republicans. You go to 2021 when Joe Biden was starting out, look at that, 6 points more of the electorate was Democrats than Republicans. But look at what's happened in February of 2025. Look at this. Republicans, there are more Republicans in the electorate than there are Democrats. Republican plus two. So Donald Trump and the Republicans have remade the electorate. They've turned some people over from being Democrats or independents to become Republicans. New folks have entered the electorate who are more Republican leaning.
That is CNN's Harry Enten. He is the poll master at CNN, and actually, he knows he's on CNN. So he'll come out with a poll like that, and he's so excited about numbers. That's why I like him, because I also am excited about numbers. I like talking polls all the time. But it's important to talk about polls leading into elections, of course, give you an idea how things are going to go, except that people weaponize those things now. So you got to listen to shows like this to find out what's really going on. And if you know my track record for predicting elections based on those, you'll know it's pretty dang good. Yes, I'm tooting my own horn. But right now it's important to look at polls to find out what's really happening, the sentiment in the nation, and to look at the good polls, not just the ones that are sandbagging. But they can't sandbag it enough. Trump is actually doing really well in polls, regardless of how loud the media or whoever is yelling. And so that's why it's important to look at these things right now to really get an overall sentiment. I shared all of this and a lot of specifics on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
All right, Ryan is in studio with us right now. That's a seven-point swing. That's huge.
That's a seven-point swing from Donald Trump's first term. It's an eight-point swing from 2021. So it's even more recently. But I think that the Trump to Trump comparison is the important one, which is one you just grabbed onto there, which is that was a negative five in 2017 approval rating or people who identify with him. But now it's plus two Republicans, a huge, massive swing. And that's CNN reporting that, by the way.
What's their definition of the electorate? Is that registered voters? Is that likely voters, people or everybody who's registered, but maybe not all of them vote?
In that particular poll, I'm going to assume, because CNN usually does registered voters,
Okay. Then
I'm assuming Harry Enten being on CNN is referring to registered voters. But that's great, because that's the whole electorate, is what he's talking about. Registered voters now identify more as Republicans, I think for the first time maybe in my lifetime. I have never heard that before. Maybe for a brief period after 9/11, but that might have been it.
Yeah. Or maybe after, and even after Reagan won, what Reagan did was sway a bunch of people they referred to as Reagan Democrats. Maybe a bunch of them became Republicans. I don't know, but it's been a long time since Republicans have outnumbered Democrats in this country in terms of voter registration.
Well, you're right, and that would have been in my lifetime, but I wouldn't have remembered it very well.
Are you saying I'm old?
No,
Ryan
I'm
Wiggins?
Not saying
that's,
you're
that's
old.
That's the messaging I'm getting
saying
here.
I'm young. In fact, thank you for bringing up that point, because what Harry Enten and what you were just saying is that there are a lot of people now, for some reason, identifying as Republicans who never have before. So let's look even more at the data from Rasmussen that just came out yesterday. They looked at Trump's overall approval among different age demographics. You know where it's the lowest? The oldest people.
I've heard that.
I saw that number, and I'm like, is it really? I mean, that would be groundbreaking if those younger person numbers are real.
Right. But here's the question. Is it that they don't support Trump and they support like a Joe Biden, or they don't really support any of them? Because I feel like, and I know I'm younger than both of you, but I feel like the quote unquote Democrats back in the day, certainly more liberal than I would ever want to, you know, attach myself to, but they were more conservative than they are now. Like the typical Democrat now is very different, much more progressive than they were back then. So some of the people who might have voted Democrat are just saying, well, now they're too far left, I'm now just going to go Republican. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. Now, first of all, Trump is not too far underwater with people 65 and up. He's only at 45%, which is not too far.
It's not bad,
no.
But it's even 40 to 64-year-olds, he's only at 46%. So the weird thing is that Trump is typically conservatives tend to be for the older generation because they're, you know,
they have money and they want to keep it.
Back in my day, we used to.
You're the status quo. You're conserving. You're not liberal. You're not changing.
Yeah.
Trump is a change.
We didn't have people who dressed up as furries, used litter boxes.
So Trump is coming in.
They just did it in private. Go ahead.
Just rocking. He's changing everything. And so the older you are, the more you are. I mean, this is psychological. The more you are kind of in the mold, you're part of the system, and you're like, whoa, this is a lot too fast. Whereas the younger generation now, according to Rasmussen, 18 to 39, which I'm just barely outside of.
That's my age group.
And that's you.
Mm-hmm.
60% approval rating.
Let's go.
So the growth in the Republican Party right now is happening among people under 40, 18 to 40 years old. You've got to enjoy that, right?
Absolutely.
You want some more numbers?
Yeah, I'd love to hear more numbers, but primarily I want to enjoy that one for a moment.
Okay, we'll just stop.
If that's true, it gives me hope for the future for my children and my grandchildren, because I'll tell you what, three or four years ago, when Joe Biden gets elected, there's all these questions about how he got elected and who in the world gave him 80 million votes. I was really starting to worry about how many more generations this country would have.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
So I am pulling up right now another one that I just can't believe, because this is happening so fast. But this is a lot of these numbers that you see, like the polling numbers, for instance, most of them are basing their numbers on the last election. So who turned out for that election? That's how they base it. That's a good way to do it. But a lot of these numbers I'm about to give you are since the election. New Jersey, Republicans have gained 10,000 voters just in January, while Democrats lost 2,000. North Carolina, Democrats' registration lead has shrunk, which they've always had. North Carolina has been a fairly red state, swing state, but red state. The registration advantage for Democrats has shrunk from 322,000 to just 37,000.
Hmm.
In Nevada, Republicans now outnumber Democrats in active voter registrations for the first time in over 20 years.
Well, the telltale sign of this, if these are true numbers, which I assume they are, but the upcoming election, the midterm election, is there going to be this kind of red wave that we thought we would see a few years ago and just never came to fruition? Are the Democrats going to somehow make a comeback?
That's a good question.
Might be a little early.
It is early.
I mean, it's going to depend on how the political winds blow, right?
Well, yeah, if Trump continues succeeding and winning over people, that could have a huge impact.
A year from now. But they're going to do, as you've seen from Chris Murphy and some of these others, everything they can legally and otherwise between now and then to try to trip him up. Maybe even on foreign policy. It sounds like they're trying to dabble and screw up the foreign policy decisions right now if they really met with Zelensky before he met with Trump.
It does. It does.
It does.
One more number for you really quick.
Well, Jackie said on YouTube, by the way, she would like more numbers. So
Well, thank you, Jackie.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you, Jackie.
So the polls that have come out since Friday, which is since the Zelensky-Trump meeting in the Oval Office, some of them don't include all of Friday, like it was a lot skewed before that. But the couple that do, CBS News and INI, both have him at plus three, plus two. Emerson came out just this weekend, so it fully has all the numbers from since that meeting, which you'd think, based on the panic in the media, that people are freaking out over that, right?
Yeah.
That, oh, people, oh, my gosh.
Oh, can you believe it's the worst thing ever?
That went so poorly. I can't believe this is terrible. I can't believe this guy's my president. This is from Emerson. This isn't even a right-leaning poll. Just this weekend, plus five on approval rating. So it actually went up, according to Emerson's own polling, after that meeting. It's important in the midst of all of the panic that you see, these loud voices yelling, to look at numbers like that and see, what does America really think? Well, they're really... So I sometimes will just let a song play for a little while just because I like it. And I get to do that because I have a talk show. If you work... You see, it's reverse psychology, because if you work in music radio, you don't actually get to pick the songs. But if you work in talk radio, you do get to pick the songs. It's pretty fun. It's the best. And I can say anything I want. That's what's great about having a talk show. I don't know how they allowed me to do this. I mean, you hear me on the Annie Fry show. Maybe you hear me on the Mark Cox show. I just talk about the most random stuff. And a lot of times it's economics. It's foreign policy. It's also just ridiculous. You know, I wrote a book called The Grocery List. I have books. They're almost all comedy. And yet somehow I got a talk show. And I get paid to do talk radio and just do anything you want. It's really the best gig in the world. It really is. One of the things that I was going to mention in this segment, just because, you know, the music thing, Prince Charles has announced that he's going to have a music channel. And I don't know exactly where it's going to go. It may just be on every four. You know, that's the way a lot of people do these things now, is you can type in Wiggins America and find it at Odyssey. And that's where Odyssey wants you to download it. But if you type in Wiggins America, other platforms will also carry it now. So this is probably one of those where Prince Charles will do that. But it's just a music playlist that he's putting together. And I got to tell you, if I were a king, that's probably one of the main things I would do, too, is use my platform to just promote the music that I like. In fact, I think I'm going to do that here. Like, most of the time, for whatever reason, when you come in with a song, you also come out with that same song. I don't know why we do that. We don't have to do that. I think it makes it easier on the producers. But I don't have a producer. I'm doing a weekend show, and I have to produce it. So when I get guests like Jonathan Honig on in the hour, that's because I called Jonathan Honig from Capitalist Pig. When I have guests come in, it's because I call them. And I'm the one running the board and doing all the music and everything and cutting my own clips. So it really is. It really is a free space to explore some creativity. So I think that's what I'll do. I'll do a Prince Charles, and I'll play a couple different songs that I like. Now, one of my favorite bands from high school is the Super Furry Animals. I really got into them more in college. Now, I love some of the mainstream big-name bands. The Beatles are one of my favorites. Pink Floyd is one of my favorites. But I also have a bunch of favorites from the 90s and 2000s when I was in my formative years that nobody knows of. So... this is one of those, and I'm going to pick a song from Super Furry Animals called Juxtaposed With You. That's what I'm going to do, and that's what we're going to play out of this segment, just because I can. And my recommendation is, of course, get the podcast if you want to hear the segments where I did real substance, because this is not one of them. We talked about tariffs. We talked a lot about that, actually, and the complete remaking of the American economy that I think is going on. That's some real good substance. This, not so much. This is more about me just extending my playlist to you. So it's one of my great honors whenever I get emails or messages saying, what was that song you played? I'd like to hear that again. Thank you very much. You can do that anytime. And I will almost always respond. As long as I see it, I'll respond to that message as quickly as possible, because I love those questions. This is more Super Furry Animals. Enjoy and have a great rest of your weekend.
Get more at 971talk.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall is back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.